Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. How are you, everybody? Glad to be back in the saddle again. It is Monday. Today is a little proof of life. Today is Monday, November 8th, 2021. And what else is new? At least 50 shot and 10 killed in Chicago over the weekend. As the big argument in Chicago isn't how do we save black men from killing each other? How do we stop a black genocide? How do we save the city from black-on-black crime? The big issue is, will the policemen stay on the job or will they all be fired or quit because of the vaccine mandate? Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, keep in mind, as there's a black-on-black genocide and all these people shot each weekend, keep in mind that if the cops are forced to retire, if the cops are forced to quit, if the cops are fired, guess what? There's going to be nobody left to police the town. You thought it was bad now. Wait until all those cops are gone. You know, nobody can quite put their finger on it, but they know that the country is screwed. They know it's all gone bad. They know America is gone bad, and they, you know, you better start realizing it's Democrat cities controlled, blue cities controlled by Democrat politicians. Everything is bad. Everything is wrong. And now we got a guy running the country who's a Democrat, Joe Biden, who's literally a madman. He's got, you know, nothing between his ears. He's a, I'd like to say a mentally ill misfit, but he's not. The people behind him are communists and mentally ill misfits, but he himself is just brain dead. He's got dementia. There's nothing there. And he's not running the country. In my opinion, Obama is running the country, along with Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett. And George Soros is putting up the money. And the Chinese Communist Party is calling the ultimate shots. And so this is what you get. Remember, Obama is a Chicago commie. And that's what you've got with Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. And that's why you have a black-on-black genocide. And that's why they're more worried about firing cops than they are about hiring cops. They're more worried about defunding cops when they should be triple funding cops. And the city's out of control. And then you have people like Kamala Harris. She's a real brain surgeon. If Kamala Harris had not spread her legs and laid on her back for Willie Brown, I don't know where she'd be right now, but I know she wouldn't be vice president of the country. She wants to know over the weekend if black trees matter. VP Kamala Harris asks NASA, as in the space shuttle, you know, agency, if it can track trees by race for environmental justice. She asked NASA if it could use its satellites to track trees by race in various neighborhoods as part of environmental justice to combat climate change, leading to many to ridicule the VP online and giving rise to Black Trees Matter hashtag. Harris serves as the chair of the National Space Council, and she visited the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, to see vital climate science work. What does NASA and the Space Flight Center have to do with climate science? It's unbelievable how stupid this all is. She says, I truly believe space activity is climate action. And she's seen interrupting a presentation in order to share her woke inquiry. Here's what Kamala Harris said. Can you measure trees? Part of the data that you're referring to as an issue of environmental justice, can you track by race their averages in terms of the number of trees in the neighborhoods where people live? I mean, this woman is a complete moron. Now, she's not mentally ill. She's a complete moron. GOP strategist Matt Whitlock wrote, "I can't get over the fact that environmental justice and tree equity are real phrases Democrats use. Reads like parody. I thought it was a Babylon Bee headline. Turns out it's our totally serious vice president," wrote Republican congressional candidate Leon Benjamin. "Glad she has her priorities straight." "This clip illustrates perfectly the worth of diversity," wrote Darren Beatty, a former Trump speechwriter. Yeah, exactly. She was picked to diversify the ticket. She has no talent. She has no skills of any kind. She just was picked because she's a black woman. And she's really not even American black. She's half Jamaican, half Indian. It's unbelievable. It really is. We got a President Biden who needs pee pads, and we got a vice president who needs knee pads. There's your ticket. It's pee pads and knee pads. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life, that these people could be running the country, and that could be the reason why the latest polls are out, folks, and they are shocking. A new poll shows Kamala Harris has the lowest approval rating in recorded history, 28%. Everybody knows what I'm saying. Everybody knows. It's not Wayne Root saying it. Everybody knows she was on her back and she was on her knees with Willie Brown, and she freed Willie. Free Willie! She freed Willie's Willie. And that's how she became a politician. That's how she got her first jobs in politics. That's how she wormed her way up to district attorney, and then to attorney general, and then to U.S. senator, and then to vice presidential candidate on the ticket that stole the election and rigged the election and wound up as vice president of the United States. It's the most incredible story in world history. And now she's got the lowest rating in the history of the world. So it's apropos. 28%. Remember, everybody hated Dick Cheney. I still hate Dick Cheney because I hate his daughter, Liz Cheney. Everybody hates Dick Cheney. And so in the last year of the Bush administration, when Bush was the most unpopular he'd ever been, Dick Cheney's popularity in polls was 30%. Kamala Harris is now 28%. She is the lowest rated vice president in recorded history of the United States of America. And don't think that gives a pass to Joe Biden, because while her popularity is at 28%, Biden's popularity plummets to 38%. And this is from a USA Today Suffolk University poll. They're not exactly known for being unbiased. They always trend towards Democrats. They always oversample towards Democrats. Now, let's think about this for a minute. 38% of America or so, really 40, is just always going to vote Democrat. When they wake up in the morning, they're going to vote Democrat. They're complete ignorant morons, or they're illegal aliens, or they're ex-felons, or they're welfare addicts, and their whole life is being a Democrat. And as long as the EBT cards and the welfare keeps flowing and the food stamp keeps flowing, they're always going to vote Democrat. When they wake up, no matter what happens, it could be a nuclear attack caused by Joe Biden, doesn't matter. They're going to vote Democrat. That's 38%, 40% of the country. That's where Republicans start out on day one. There's always 40% against us. And so when you realize that Joe Biden's at 38 and Kamala's at 28, when they've already got 40 just by waking up in the morning, basically that means nobody in America likes Joe Biden except for dyed-in-the-wool, pathetic, lame-brained, mentally ill, moronic, illegal alien Democrats. Anybody who works for a living hates Joe Biden. Remember that TV show Everyone Hates, was it Raymond? Everyone Hates Raymond, and then there was another one with Chris Rock. Wasn't it Everybody Hates Chris? Wasn't that? Yeah. Everyone Hates Raymond, Everyone Hates Chris. But everybody really does hate Joe Biden, and if you think that's bad, everyone really hates Kamala Harris. I'm telling you, 40% of America likes a politician because they get their EBT card. 40% of America likes a politician just because they're black. Obama, Kamala. How she's at 28% is beyond my comprehension, because that means a large percent of the complete ignoramus morons out there who vote Democrat automatically without knowing anything about the issues. They're brain dead. They know nothing about the issues. And a large portion of them doesn't like Kamala Harris. And that's why she ran for president and got no support. None. Zero. Right? She couldn't even get black people to support her. Nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. Zero, zilch, zip. And it's continued as president. They all realize he needs pee pads. She needs knee pads. You can't have people who are running your country with knee pads and pee pads. These two are just the worst pair in the history of the earth. And they got there by rigging the election. That's it. And if you wonder why people are so upset, this kind of, here's a few articles that sum it up. We'll get to all of them in the next segment. Right now, I'll just give you a few headlines. One of the world's largest investment firms now needs permission to hire white men. State Street Global Advisors needs permission from their diversity board to hire white men. It's not that they can't. They haven't yet outright banned hiring white men. Gee, how nice of them. You could still do it, but you need permission of the women and the blacks and the Hispanics, no doubt illegal aliens, sitting on their diversity board. And you wonder why people are mad. You wonder why white middle class people don't vote Democrat anymore. And how about this one? Bioethics is moving in an increasingly radical direction. One recent and recurring theme is that biological men who identify as women should have a right to gestate, to obtain uterus transplants so they can become pregnant and give birth, probably via cesarean section. They've even conducted animal experiments towards this end. This is all about transgender women. This is sick. It's sick. You wonder why people are angry. The Biden administration considering shutting down a Michigan pipeline, drawing criticism and dire warnings as winter nears. When you're freezing in the winter and you don't have a match and the fireplace won't light and there is no more gas and there is no more oil and there is no more home heating oil, you know who to thank. Good old pee pad Biden.
Awesome and amazing day, Ben. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not bought. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wade Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Joseph, my fan Joseph just sent an email, said, Wayne, knee pads and pee pads should be the title of your next syndicated column. Knee pads and pee pads. That's Kamala Harris with the knee pads and Joe Biden with the pee pads. Actually, it's more than pee pads. I'm sure all of you have heard this. I can't be the only one who knows. There is an absolute rumor. It's not a rumor. It's really been validated that Joe Biden crapped in his pants. Did you know that? Joe Biden made poo-poo in his pants while meeting with the Pope at the Vatican. There was a bathroom poo-poo emergency, and the Secret Service had to rush him to the bathroom and change his diapers. I swear to God, I'm not kidding you, that this is all over the media, all over the conservative media. No liberal media will ever let it out. But it's just like before the election, one of his staffers quit, and she told a couple of interviewers that Joe Biden wears diapers, and they were all petrified that in the middle of a debate with Trump, he was going to pee on himself. So they had to make sure the lectern is in front of him, and he never steps out from it. You'll see his wet pants. And nobody picked up on this. Nobody seemed to notice it except me. You know, Joe Biden wears diapers, and he poops and pees on himself. That's the president of the United States. And my fan Joe, Colonel Joe, retired Colonel, United States military, he says, he just texted me, he says, Kamala's 28% popularity is inflated. I think the real number is more 10 to 15% at the highest. They graded her on a bell curve and they were gracious. Can you imagine? Nobody likes this woman. Nobody. Guys think she's a joke. And women, of course, don't like women who hang on their knee pads to get jobs either. So nobody likes Kamala Harris. And keep in mind, I'm not just saying that. She ran for president, and she didn't get one single Democrat delegate, not one. She's the California U.S. Senator. She had to drop out before the first primary in Iowa. She never got to California. She never got to any state. She was that unpopular. And yet Joe Biden chose her to be his vice president because he had to have somebody black on his ticket. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. Now, you know I'm always talking about Sons of Liberty CBD, but this is different. Okay, when I work on my health and fitness, yes, Sons of Liberty CBD are great. I worked out 90 minutes in the gym today, and it's great to have Sons of Liberty CBD to kill all the pain. However, I've also started paying a close attention to preventing illness. You know, that's been one of my favorite things throughout the years. I lost both my parents to cancer 28 days apart when I was in my youth. And so I've always studied nutrition. So vitamin D is right at the top of the list of nutrition. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. They never find out. This is where it gets really interesting. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. So many of you don't want to take a pill. Spray, done. Right under your tongue. You're done. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off of every product, including their vitamin D3 spray. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And use WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. So I mentioned all these polls that are out that show how unpopular Biden is and Kamala Harris. But Newsweek is out. Newsweek of all, liberal Newsweek, admitting that more Americans oppose Biden than Trump for 2024. Wow. It's unbelievable. And by the way, when they asked if they wanted Biden to run again in 2024, 64% of respondents expressed their opposition to him. That included 28% of Democrats. The majority of Americans expressed opposition to Trump seeking another term, but at a much lower level than Biden. So 64% were opposed to Biden running again, 58% opposed to Trump running again. And then as far as the congressional poll, USA Today shows Republicans beating Democrats by 8% nationally in the 2022 midterms, which is a huge number, one of the biggest numbers in history. Democrats are in so much trouble, which is why they need to steal and rig elections. Without it, they couldn't win a thing.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is ripping Democrats for moving ahead to try to pass another social spending bill.
A massive addition of another $2 trillion the country is not asking for and doesn't want. And we had a referendum on what they're doing last Tuesday in Virginia and New Hampshire and New Jersey.
The bill costs $1.75 trillion, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes Americans don't want to see it advance. Top health officials are now lowering the age for when some people should be screened for diabetes. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force saying screening should happen at age 35 for those who are overweight or obese. The CDC saying more than 34 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it. To check if you have diabetes, all you need to do is take a blood test. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network, hence the name VPN. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge, but not with Patriot VPN. They're tracking your internet activity. They're tracking your history, where you go, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. Use code WAR, as in Wayne Allen Root, and get 3 months free. The code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. Only $6.95 a month, and get 3 months free. PatriotVPN.com. Okay, we've got our guest here. Megan Bartha is back with us, regular guest. ReaganBabe.com is one of her websites, and now she is editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, good to talk to you. Thank you.
What is the Nevada Globe? Tell us what that is.
Okay, so excited about this. We just launched it three weeks ago, and we've already been retweeted by Rick Grinnell and others, so we're definitely getting some traction. But we are a pro-growth, pro-business website that was needed here in Nevada. You and I both know, as well as your audience, because they're so well-educated, that the mainstream media provides cover for the Democrats. They don't provide coverage. And we're here to cover politics and policy from the north to the south of the state in a relatively objective manner, just putting out there what the politicians and pundits and candidates are doing and then letting the people decide based on the facts that we report. I just completed two interviews today that will be published tomorrow. One, a candidate for governor by the name of Tom Heck, who is
no more.
He basically reminded me of the candidate out of New Jersey, the truck driver that just beat a 20-year incumbent. I mean, anything is really possible in this electoral cycle. And I also interviewed the reelected chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, who actually gave me a couple tips of couple insights of breaking news that we will break tomorrow.
All right, very good. Nevada, TheNevadaGlobe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Editor-in-chief Megan Barth. What are the, upon watching last Tuesday's results, what message do you think was out there, and what is going to be the impact in 2022? And by the way, someone asked me that today, Kevin Wall. We moved stations here in Las Vegas, so now I'm on AM 670, and Kevin leads into my show. And Kevin asked me the same question, and I said, what does Virginia teach you about 2022? And I said, you're looking at the wrong state. I think you have to see, for Nevada, he said. I said, you need to look at New Jersey. I think that's the one that matches up with Nevada, because Virginia just didn't have massive voter fraud, but New Jersey did have massive voter fraud. They cheated and rigged again. Bergen County, I believe it was, a very blue county, came in at the last minute after they were supposedly 100% counted every vote, and suddenly they found another 40,000 votes. That's why Phil Murphy is now the governor of New Jersey. He cheated and rigged to win, in my opinion, I believe was complete cheating like they did against Trump. And that's what I think goes on in Nevada. I think this state is completely rigged, and you have to look out for massive cheating. What say you?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you one bit. I mean, as you know, voter fraud has been basically my bailiwick for quite some time now. And you can't tell me what I didn't see with my own two eyes. There was 8 binders of evidence that the Trump campaign presented to the courts here in Nevada, and the courts refused to look at the evidence. When you refuse to look at the evidence, it's very easy to say there isn't any evidence. And so I think that comparison is right. However, I think, too, we also have to look at really what the Democrats have been doing as far as destroying the economy, destroying the family, destroying the border, destroying people's pocketbooks, basically destroying energy independence. All of the successes of the last 4 years under Trump have literally been destroyed within a year by this administration, by this regime. And specifically, when you look at voter turnout, whether it is in Virginia or New Jersey, huge voter turnout, but specifically of parents, because parents have finally realized that the public teachers' unions don't give a hoot about children. They don't care about children. All of the taxes that are raised that supposedly go to the children never go to the children. And so, you know, education, I believe, is a kitchen table issue that Republican candidates need to focus on by putting power back into the hands of the populace, specifically the parents. School choice is a choice that is liked and loved by every voter, except for perhaps the quote-unquote educators that work for the union. School choice will provide kids a much better education, especially when we look at Nevada from an education standpoint. Nevadans have paid 40% more in the last 4 years for education, and we have gotten worse results. We are continually at the bottom of national testing scores. We're either between 48 or 50. When we spent less money, we were at 35 in the United States. And so I think politicians, candidates tie voter interest specifically to kitchen table issues, which are the economy, education, inflation, gas prices, food prices, you name it. They're really going to do well with independents, as well as parents, and perhaps even some crossover Democrats, because as you know, Wayne, and as the public possibly knows, the Democrat Party here in Nevada is in complete shambles. It was hijacked by the radical leftists of the Democrat Socialists, and that's who's running Clark County. The Harry Reid machine is broken, and the Democrat candidates are having a hard time walking the fine line between traditional Democrat beliefs and that of the Bernie Sanders wing, which now runs the party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, when you say education issues, Megan Barth, underneath that subtitle, you know, or underneath that title should come the subtitle, CRT, critical race theory, and transsexual education, and transsexual brainwashing of our young kids, and, you know, hate the United States of America, and all white people are evil. I think those four things are what everyone's mad about. I think, you know, basically Virginia and New Jersey, where I think we really did rightfully win, and Long Island, where we swept to victory in New York, and all kinds of places all over the United States, even a city in San Antonio, a district in San Antonio, Texas, that's a majority minority Hispanic, and beat Trump by 14 points last time, and this time we won by 10. So I really do believe Republicans swept to victory because of those issues. I think a lot of people are upset by critical race theory, not just white people. I think a lot of black and Hispanic people know that it's wrong to teach that America's evil and all white people are evil, and I think it's a really good issue that we need to use as the centerpiece of 2022.
Well, and we can't diversify Nevada's economy and attract new business when we are 50th in education. We can't attract businesses. No one's going to want to raise their kids in the public school system here. And we're also not educating the kids to be the future leaders in Nevada, to want to stay in Nevada and to build companies of their own. You know, the Nevada Globe reported, and I was sent some homework that was sent to a sent home with a 7-year-old second grader. This homework was a reading assignment. This second grader was supposed to read every day this reading assignment, and she was to be graded on accuracy and speed. Well, basically, the reading assignment was that Columbus was no hero. And she had to repeat, Columbus was no hero for 7 days straight.
Unbelievable.
How is this making a seventh grader or any student thereof, how is this education making them competitive in today's industry? A study was just put out, a national study, ranking Nevada not only dead last, but between 3rd and 8th grade, only 4% of black students were proficient in math. Only 7% of Hispanics were proficient in math. And equally, they couldn't read. they literally were at the bottom of the barrel when it came to reading, writing, and speaking English. These are Black and Hispanic students. Only 4%, only 7% are proficient in math and English. Why are you even sending your children to school?
Right, and that's Nevada, but it's no different anywhere else. I mean, look, the argument for years in Nevada where we are now, and remember, this is a national show. We're kind of slanting this to be a very Nevada interview. But I think it's because, you know, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. I think it's the opposite of that national tourist slogan. I think whatever happens in Vegas is happening everywhere in the country. We're kind of like the centerpiece of America. We're the tourist destination of the entire world and of the United States of America. And what happens here is being brought back to the rest of the country. It's a sign. And when you look at Los Angeles, where they spend a lot more in education. You look at Washington, D.C., where they spend a lot more. New York, where they spend a lot more. Wherever they spend more, Megan, the numbers are no different. You know, it's doing nothing for Black kids. It's doing nothing for Hispanic kids. They're falling further and further behind. And yet, where they pay teachers much less in Catholic school everywhere in the country, Black kids are even with white kids, which just goes to show you it's public schools and teachers' unions that are the failure. It's not education in general. It's not Black kids in general. It's just the public school teachers' unions suck, and they're dumbing down our children, and the worst beneficiaries of it are the Black kids and the Hispanic kids. That's just the way it goes. Don't go anywhere, Megan. There's so much more I want to talk to you about, some national stuff about vaccines and about Biden paying illegal immigrants up to $450,000 each, which means a family could get $1 million or $2 million. We get back more with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. By the way, our flagship station in Vegas has now changed. It is now AM 670. AM 670 is where you find me. I'm getting like 20 emails an hour saying, where are you? Where are you? AM 670. But, of course, I'm saying it on AM 670. So many of you still can't hear me because you're looking for me at the old station and you're not understanding I moved to AM 670. All they ever had to do was go to my website, rootforamerica.com, and it gives you the news at the top of the website. Not to mention, now gives you links at the top of my website. So my local Vegas show on AM 670, as well as my USA radio streaming, as well as my War Raw podcast, all three are at the top of rootforamerica.com. You just click on it, and any one of those three, and you go right to my show live, or my podcast live, or my local show live, or my national show live. It's that easy. It's all at rootforamerica.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my War Raw podcast, which is now video. Lots of exciting changes in my life. I do a video podcast every single Friday. So there's a radio audio podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then on Friday to cover the whole weekend. Oh, and Friday, too, by the way, is an audio podcast. But there's a best of weekend one. And I do it on video on Friday afternoons. And it's out Friday evenings and all weekend long. And I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem. And I present America's top 10 most important news stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump. Check out my daily War Raw podcast, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. And the weekend video podcast is available at rootforamerica.com and usually the Gateway Pundit and several other places, Rumble and BitChute. They've all got my new video podcast, Wayne Root's Top 10, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, we've got Megan Barth back with us. Her email has always been ReaganBabe.com, but she's now editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she does a lot of important Nevada stories. But let's dig into some national stories that play everywhere, not just Nevada. So, first of all, Biden plans to pay illegal immigrants up to 400 and $50,000 each. So they could become instant millionaires. In other words, $450 for mom, $450 for dad, $450 for child. Pretty soon you're giving away $1 million or $2 million a family. I don't see anybody giving, the government ever giving $1 million to American citizens. This has got to be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and I actually thought it was maybe a report from The Onion. I thought it was a spoof. But when you look at what the Americans got after Democrats across the country shut this country down, what we got, $600 here, $600 there. Some of the unemployment systems are so archaic that, for example, here in Nevada, we couldn't even pay people the unemployment which they paid into their whole entire lives because the system is basically operating on DOS. And so you can't use that, the hardworking American taxpayer money to take care of Americans or take care of our infrastructure or our systems that are literally so old, they can't even provide, you know, services for the voters. The Biden administration is literally going to pay criminals who have illegally crossed our border millions of dollars. Now, Wayne, this is on top of what illegal aliens already bilk out of the system. Every illegal alien can get a number from the IRS that's a taxpayer number. And on top of the child care tax credit that they already received through that tax care number, now they're getting increases on child care tax credit. So an illegal alien, if they are from Mexico, does not have to prove when they have this number, they do not have to prove that their dependents or their children are even their children, or if they're even blood related, or their dependents, and they can claim up to 20 of them, don't even have to live in America or have ever set foot on American soil. So on top of the it's called an ITIN number, on top of the tax fraud that is committed by illegal aliens, which results in tens of billions of dollars of fraudulent claims a year, we are now going to in turn reward them for their criminal behavior. Not we, but the Joe Biden regime is going to reward illegal aliens for illegally crossing the border. Now, Biden says this is because of the horrible, inhumane practices of the Trump administration. No. And Peter Ducey actually asked, well, why aren't you giving people money that are, you know, legally crossing the border? And one of the Joe Biden's henchmen basically said, well, why would we do that? And Ducey's response is, well, why are you giving money to illegal aliens?
Well, don't give ideas, Megan. They'll give it to everybody. I mean, pretty soon they'll give it to everybody. No, everybody deserves $1 million. Nobody quite gets this. Can I make a point here? If you give everybody $1 million, then soon $1 million will pay for a McDonald's milkshake. Okay, it's called inflation. You can't just hand out money. If you do, money is worth nothing. And I tried to make this case with the minimum wage, Megan. If everybody gets $15 an hour, then pretty soon $15 an hour is going to be worth the same thing as what $7 an hour used to be worth. And I was right. Inflation is raging. Cash is worth nothing. Cash is trash, as they now say. All right, Megan, we got to run. The music's on. I'm sad I didn't get to the last story, but I'll get to it. Without you, I'll get to it at the top of the hour. I was going to mention to you, it just came across my desk, that Governor Newsom of California, the rumor is he's been injured by his booster shot and that he's got a GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, side effect from the vaccine. Hasn't been seen in 2 weeks since he got his shot. Never been in public, missed a climate change conference. He's one of the biggest egomaniacs in world history. You can bet he's sick. Megan Barr, thanks for coming on. Editor-in-Chief, TheNevadaGlobe.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.